T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Orkin. You know when something goes wrong at home and you just freak out, especially when it comes to pests? Ants in the marinara, cockroaches hanging around your bubble bath, an uninvited rat at your daughter's birthday party. Don't let pests ruin the moment. Get an Orkin tech out to your house tomorrow. They'll protect your time and your temper. Visit Orkin.com/bugoff to save $50 on your first pest control service with the promo code POD50. Orkin, home is where the bugs aren't.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, she is making me want to fight her. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a wife and a mother of 2 children. I've been married for 11 years to my wonderful husband, but I recently found out he had been cheating on me for 1 year. I found out when the woman started calling me. She told me that she was taking good care of him when he is away from home with her. I confronted him about it, and of course, he denied it. I prayed to the Lord to show me the truth. As time went on, I never told him that I was still receiving calls from the woman. She even sent me pictures of my husband naked. So there was my proof. He finally came clean and apologized. I was so hurt and angry. I loved and trusted him. He told me that he had been trying to stop seeing her, but she was threatening him the whole time. Well, after she sent the pictures to me, he finally left her alone. I forgave him, and we're working on our marriage. But we still have our moments. The problem is, now this heifer won't leave him alone. We've both changed our numbers and blocked her on all of our social media pages. My husband has made it clear that he does not want this woman. He said he was just in a bad place at that time. What should I do now? I've already beat his behind. Should I beat hers too? I'm tired of her. How can I get her to leave us alone? Please help. Well, that's one way, maybe, if you do beat her behind, since you beat his behind. I'm not opposed to it at all. But I have to tell you this, it's really not your responsibility entirely, okay? I'm not mad at you, and I do understand if you want to fight her. She's taunting you. She's stalking you. She's throwing her affair with your man up in your face. You have forgiven your husband and taken him back. So what is he doing to stop all of this? Is he just reaping the benefits that, you know, he slid by this affair and he was able to, you know, slide back in with you? What is he doing to stop it all? I mean, you know, there's things called restraining orders. Is he helping you at all, or is he just turning his back to the whole thing? I blame him for a lot of it, especially the fact that, you know, now that you've taken him in, he's back in your good graces and he's doing nothing. So to me, he needs to stop. You guys need to do it together, a united front. Let her know that this is definitely not the way you want to continue in this situation. Steve?
Shirley, I think you missed a piece of information here, darling. She said...
What, darling?
That I'm going to go back over the letter, but she said that what he doesn't know is that she's still contacting him.
Oh.
So he don't even know about all this.
Well, he knew he slept with her. He knew he had an
affair
with
her. I'm going to get into that.
I didn't miss that.
Which makes you hold him responsible for all this. So nothing he can do is going to fix it for you. Because you have
Well, she took him back, though.
You have Damn, Shirley. Shirley, this man ain't cheated on you.
I know Shirley, that.
You don't know
and I didn't write the letter.
But you're taking it on as though he's cheated on you. Let's be forgiving.
No, I'm not, Steve.
No, Shirley, you just sent me a scripture this morning. This morning, your scripture was to forgive people the way that Christ in heaven forgives us. Mm-hmm. But there's no forgiveness in your heart for this letter.
Whatever.
So let me take another approach to this letter.
Okay, go ahead.
My wonderful husband, this woman says, found out he had been cheating on her. Now, the wonderful husband, that's just at the top of the letter. Right. After that, he did bat out of hell. He might as well just go on somewhere. I found out when the woman started calling me. She told me she was taking good care of him when he was away from home. See, this a dirty heifer here.
Yeah.
She ain't got to do that, but she trying to pry him loose from you. This is a skank move. See, she number two trying to be number one. Rule number one for number twos. Number twos very rarely ever get to be number ones. It can happen, but rarely.
This is for me right here.
What, nephew?
I know how to talk to him.
This is for you?
See. She told me she was taking good care of him when he was away from home.
Right.
I confront him about it, and of course he denied it. Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Liar.
Whatever.
He had to. You first got to deny it because you got to balance yourself. The first lie that we always tell ladies is to gather ourselves. We got to gather ourselves.
Cause
first of all, you surprised.
Because you've been caught, yeah.
Yeah, Claudia been calling me. What? Claudia. Mm-hmm. She says she takes good care of you when you... Claudia.
Claw, Claudia.
Who the hell is Claudia? You know who the hell Claudia is. I don't know no damn Claudia. She said, what now? She be taking good care of you when you over there. What?
Claw.
Surprise.
You tell Carolyn. Her name is Claudia. See right there. I don't know this hell.
Yeah, right.
So now I prayed to the Lord to show me the truth. Mm-hmm. And as time went on, I never told him. He denied it. I prayed to the Lord to show me the truth. So as time went on, I never told him she was true. She even sent me pictures of my husband naked.
Mm.
Now, this is where now we got to come to the realization that we know Claudia.
Yeah.
Because why is you over there naked?
Spa treatment.
But see... He fell asleep at the spa.
Come on.
Come on, boy.
Claudia work at the spa.
Right.
Yes.
Get that light again.
I fell asleep. She took a picture of me while I was naked. Because I drank some of that green tea, and I didn't know I went to the doctor. I'm allergic to green tea.
What spa are you in?
I got a medical condition.
Yeah, it puts me out. I'm the only person living that green tea makes unconscious. So I fell out naked.
Too many lies.
So that was my proof. Mm-hmm. Mm. He finally came clean and apologized. We'll continue the letter.
Come on, let's go with part two of your response
to today's
letter.
Now, this wife and mother of two been married 11 years, a wonderful husband, found out he was cheating on a woman, was calling her, telling this woman, I take good care of your husband when he away from home. She trying to pry him loose. Mm-hmm. She number two trying to become number one. She confronted him. He denied it, as he should, because there is no proof. You cannot come clean right away. You must gather yourself. Now he didn't call her.
Lying.
What are you calling her for? What you calling her for? You knew what this was. You knew what I was mad. What you calling her for? Mm. He done had it out with him. He denied it. I prayed. Never told him that I was still receiving calls from her. She even sent pictures of my husband naked. Now, this is where the walls is caving in. Mm-hmm. Your ass is naked. But, of course, you're not at her house naked. So, you're at the spa. Come out the steam room. And that steam, between that steam room and green tea, it had knocked your ass.
They have towels and robes at the spa.
I drank that tea. I couldn't get to that towel.
So, Steve, when your lady pushed your phone in your face and say, is this you? What do you do?
That is not me. I don't care if my ass is jacked up in the air with my Social Security number stamped on my ass. That ain't me.
No, you're just denying it. That's just not you.
I'm all the way in. That's not me.
Oh, wow.
That's not me. That's Photoshop. They got that now. They got that now. That ain't even my thing. Look at it.
Social Security number stamped?
Yeah, on my ass. That's not me.
She beat his behind.
Yeah.
So now, here, let me go on with the letter.
Yeah.
So there was the proof. He finally came clean and apologized. I was hurt and angry. I loved and trusted him. He told me, now here the part where he got good at. He told me that he had been trying to stop seeing her, but she was threatening him the whole time. That's the truth. That's a good one. Yeah, I'm trying to stop. Yeah. But this heifer told me she was going to tell. So I kept on going by there. so she wouldn't tell. And you know she was telling the truth, because didn't she call you?
Yeah.
I tried to avoid that.
Oh, yeah. Please.
So anyway, that was the man in me trying to stop. So finally, after she sent the pictures to me, he finally left her alone. Because now we know this heifer crazy.
Get your lives together.
Now, see, the number two crazy now.
Uh-huh, yeah. Right.
But crazy sex is good.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with
men
it.
Men love crazy.
It's good.
Oh, man.
So I forgave him and we working on our marriage. But we still have our moments. The problem now is this heifer won't leave him alone. We've changed our phone numbers, blocked her on all our social media pages. My husband made it clear he does not want this woman. He really don't. He really don't. He just made a mistake. He getting it together. He said he just had a bad place in time, been a bad place at the time. I've been there.
For a year?
Yeah. I was in a bad place for about 10.
Shut up, Tommy.
Happen. Yeah.
It can happen. I've been in a bad place for about 9
for a whole year.
It's regroup.
Shirley, yes. I was in a bad place for damn near 10 years. Yeah. Oh, it can happen.
I was with him for a whole team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what? I just had a bad place. I've already beat his behind. Yeah, whatever.
I hope she beat the crap.
Yeah,
out
whatever.
Of him.
That how they go for you? You ain't did nothing.
Should
I beat her too? I'm tired of her.
Yes.
How can I get her to leave us alone? Now, should I beat her too? I think you should.
Yes. Yeah. Ain't nobody mad at that.
See, I think you should, but. Yeah. Here's some smarter ways to do it.
Because yeah,
ain't no need of you getting in jail.
The group, you just said.
Man. Now, listen to me. Here's the deal. Facebook her. Post it on her Facebook page that she is a cheater and a husband stealer.
Oh, man, that's good.
Post it on her job.
Dog, we brought in social media.
This is how you get rid of somebody. That she is a husband stealer and a home wrecker.
Home wrecker.
And it's ruining the lives of two babies.
There's a term for that. Go ahead.
Start with a B.
No, when you shame someone publicly like that.
Can you get in trouble for that?
Hell no.
I think
you could do that. This is email her employer.
Ooh. Oh, man.
See.
Ooh.
Notify her church.
That's
post it in the
program. Let them read it in the church announcements.
Yeah.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
Ooh, in the church announcements.
Because it's easy. It's easy to hack a church system. Yeah.
They ain't got
good firewalls.
This is the old deal.
You could just drop this information in there. Sister Bernice Ferguson is a cheater.
Yeah.
A home wrecker is ruining the lives of two babies trying to take their father from me. And yeah, and just you could get her on social media. You do her on social media, she'll stop. She can't stop all them posts. See, go on her face, find all her friends. Now you send everything to her friends.
Ooh.
God, dog.
Has this happened to you, Unc?
What?
No.
Just somebody just sending stuff to about you.
Oh, no, I'm on tabloids. I'm on grocery store. You ain't got to go to your email. You just go to the damn grocery store and see me. Yeah, you can go in there and just want a candy bar. I'm my ass in your face. You ain't got to open up your damn Facebook, man. Just carry your ass to the checkout.
So he's just off the hook.
Yeah, ain't nobody did that to me in social media. You ain't got to. I'm just up in here. I'm dying a slow dog's death.
He wants some gum.
Man, I get sick of my sisters calling me with their old ass. But my sister Mona, she good. I'm praying for you, baby. Ain't none of that true. We don't believe that about our baby brother. We know how you is. Oh, man. I'm going to stomp that heifer when I see her, though. My sister Mona, man.
He's off the hook, huh?
Huh?
He's off the hook. She took him back, forgave
him. She took him back.
Happens to him.
Well, something has already happened to him. He's paid, Shirley. See, y'all want to keep making a man pay.
Yeah, Shirley want to break.
But the man pay. The man is paying.
He took a year out of my life with cheating on her.
He didn't take a year out your life. You were still living.
Uh-uh.
No, your life was going on. You just ain't know what was going on. He didn't take a year from your life.
But now that I do.
Shirley, the man did not take a year out of your life by cheating on you. You had that whole year.
But now
you
were
still shopping. You don't get it back, Shirley.
See.
But look, I don't think he's getting his just due. This woman had to go through all this. Yeah, maybe she didn't know about it. She knew something. We have intuition, of course.
What but do you want else done to him?
She's been married to her. She's been married to him for 11 years. He cheated on her, and now this woman keeps taunting her, stalking her, and yeah, the number two, as you called her, and nothing happens to him.
When a woman
she
says
took him back. She forgave him. He's good. But she has to still deal with this.
Shirley, a lot happens to a man. First of
all.
Well,
not enough.
He got busted.
Wow.
He got busted.
He didn't lose any limbs.
She done beat the man up. She said she whooped his behind. The man got to hit it. This ain't. And what he catching at the house behind this, because in the letter the lady said, but we still have our moments.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and who you think is providing them?
Oh, yeah.
Where they come from.
See, so that's her. He ain't off scot-free. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you are unforgiving, Shirley, and unrelenting. And you are
whatever. You're a cheater and a liar.
The
whatever.
Last two scriptures you sent
it.
Me.
He deserved it.
Shirley sent me on Sunday, stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly. That's John 7:24.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going,
And what's the problem?
Sure, but I'm just going to look at your scriptures you've been sending me.
No, I'm not she not going
preacher.
By none of them?
She
ain't went by now one of them, man. Just a hypocrite.
Thank you, Carla. I am not a hypocrite.
He did all this. He's talking about read your scripture.
And
whatever.
He gets off scot-free. She forgave him.
He ain't scot-free,
she
Shirley.
Forgave him, but the woman's still bothering her.
But that's the ramification.
As a result of what he did to her.
Oh, let me back up and throw something in the mix that ain't out here yet.
What?
What fault in this could the woman, the wife, have played?
Oh, no, you're down.
Come on, boy. Flip that.
This is not her fault.
Why he had to go over there?
I didn't say it was her
fault. And Junior? Junior.
But let me ask you a question, though.
You be quiet.
Let me ask you a question.
Baby.
And I don't think that women should take on the blame of husbands and men who cheat on them.
That's what you just said.
I'm asking you this question, though. But there are times, because let me explain something to you, as I did in the book that sold so many copies.
That I helped you with.
That you
thank
helped
you
me write.
Much.
And yes. Once again, thank being you. Hypocritical.
So she noticed.
Right.
I'm
she
not a hypocrite.
This. So let me say this to you. There is a section in there that I write that the three things a man has to have.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty and love.
Yeah.
You have to be loyal to me. Mm-hmm. You have to love me. Number two is support. And number three is the cookie.
Okay.
Now let's just say at your house, you're not getting one of those three. Pick which one you like to discuss, Shirley.
Loyal.
So you're not being loyal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you dogging him behind his back.
Cheat. So
or you cheating on him. You could have cheated on him in the past. Or you talk about him behind his back. You don't support the man.
Mm-hmm. So that means you should go out and cheat with another woman who sends me naked pictures of you,
you damn
who taunts
right.
me.
Him.
Oh,
you
whatever.
Damn right. That's what's
that's
going to happen.
Solution,
no,
listen to me.
No, that just no,
it's not
Steve.
A solution.
No,
but if you are trying, if you're not getting something at home, I'm just telling you the truth. Of
I
it.
Can't believe you're trying to make this out to
no,
be this.
No, I'm not making it out.
Woman.
If you're not getting something at home, you gonna go get it somewhere.
Okay.
Period.
That's how I'm, well, okay, he did that. She took him back. She forgave him. But now this woman is still bothering her, all right? So that's because of what he did to her,
absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Okay, so then he needs to pay. He needs to pay.
Pay how, Shirley?
She needs to beat his behind. She beat
she
his behind.
She already did that.
She
okay,
beat
so
her
now,
behind. She beat her, she needs to beat her behind. I'm not mad
yeah,
if she okay, does
cool.
that.
You ain't the smartest
okay.
one in your group,
now,
Shirley.
Now, what else? Shirley, you need a
and
group.
And neither are you. And neither are you, Steve Harvey.
Shirley, I have another group.
I can't believe you're making this out to be the woman's fault.
No,
though.
Listen to me. I'm not making it out.
He could just be a cheater. A he just a dog
Shirley,
and a cheater.
I just threw out a what if to you.
Mm-hmm.
It don't justify what he did, but I'm
absolutely
telling you
not.
Why they do it sometimes.
But when you say that, it sounds like you're justifying it. Do you
I got
understand
what you're saying.
That?
Hey,
it sounds like you're
this is really a strawberry letter.
There's
really
no justifying for cheating. There's no justification
it is.
For that.
It is a
it
justification
is
for cheating.
It is not.
There is a justification for cheating, Shirley. It's a justification for cheating when women do it.
Yeah. Yes, of course it is.
Excuse me?
It's a double standard.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Did you just say there's a justification for when women cheat?
Yes, because I'm
a woman. But there can't be a justification for when men cheat?
You can't be siding with her with that right there.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's a double standard, Steve. It's double. Do you agree that there are double standards?
Yeah, there are double standards.
Okay, then. I rest my case.
It's something wrong.
Oh, what?
Friend.
What is going on?
Wrong with my friend.
That's some illogical.
You're trying to win an argument with me?
Oh, my God.
A woman?
You just as crazy as you.
She going to send a scripture tomorrow about this here.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. He's wrong. He's wrong. He is wrong. They've been married for 11 years.
Is wrong too for keep contacting this wife and trying to make her miserable and remind her of the affair that her husband had. She needs her behind
and
checked.
Okay,
cool.
And she wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for him cheating with her. This is all his fault.
Yeah, I got that. Sure,
reading scriptures that I sent to you and everything.
Yeah, but you're not being understanding of this situation.
You know. I'm not, and I'm not understanding unapologetically.
But Shirley, I just told the woman how to fix it. Facebook this woman on her.
Okay.
Tell all her friends what she did. Post it on her job.
Well, maybe she'll write us back, Steve, and let us know how that
went. No, email her employer and say, notify her church.
Yeah,
put some pressure
really
on her.
Kind of evangelist, huh?
I'm not an evangelist.
No, Lord, she not. But she don't do nothing. She tell. I'm gonna read you the scripture.
Not true.
Shirley, take a week off from sending me scripture and get yourself together. You need to go up in the mountains.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Just make sure you read those scriptures.
I read them, and Lord have mercy when I read it back to you. Now you don't want to hear it.
We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This guy has killed somebody. You don't know who he is. He's left his DNA, and he is out there potentially going to kill other people.
Vallejo police have submitted letters and envelopes from the Zodiac Killer to a private lab to obtain a DNA profile.
So he's probably very worried, and he should be, because people like me, I'm not going to stop.
On March 26th, Monster the Zodiac Killer reaches its conclusion. Listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.